7:43.
6.
6.
Say 6:41, is it 42?
This meeting of the special council meeting of the growth management, land use, and community services committee, please come to order. Please rise to the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This committee's work scope includes matters of a non-quasi-judicial nature related to community growth and development, including but not limited to planning of the physical, economic, aesthetic, and social development of the city, comprehensive plan, zoning code, and housing annexation policies and code enforcement. The committee shall consider matters related to transportation planning and concurrency unless prohibited by the BMD, Black Diamond Municipal Code, or other law. The committee shall consider matters related to project permit review, development agreements, and the MDRT. To everyone in the room, the public must remain quiet during the meeting. Those wishing to speak must wait for a public comment on the agenda and must be recognized by the chair. If you are wishing to speak, please limit speaking to what is listed on the agenda and that remarks are within the bounds of civility. Thank you. Okay, we now have the roll call.
Councilmember Pepper. Councilmember Weber, here. And Councilmember Dee.
Okay, we have approval of the minutes from prior meetings. This evening, we have minutes from February 10th. There are some copies on the table, and Councilmember Weber, how are we doing with these? Do you approve these?
Well, I would move that we accept the minutes from February 10th, Growth Management, Land Use, and Community Services Council Committee meeting minutes, February 10th, 2016.
Okay, a second. So the minutes from February 10th, 2016 are approved. And agenda approval, how are we doing with that?
Guess we're doing okay?
All right, well, I would like to pull item number 2 from the agenda before we begin. I would move to do that.
Second then.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I couldn't hear what you were doing. What'd you say?
We're looking at agenda approval, and we have pulled, can you hear me now? We have pulled item number 2 from the agenda this evening.
Oh.
I'll just like interject. I know we've stated in the past that since it is a special meeting and we have to stick to specific topics or items on the agenda, we would rather have something on the agenda and not cover it or potentially take it off the agenda than not have it on there and not be able to discuss something. So that's kind of background on that.
Okay, item number 1, public comment on topics in this committee's scope or on agenda items. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this time?
Those are heavier than they look.
Is that microphone on?
Yes, it is. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Two issues. One is your agenda tonight has a discussion on the Planning Commission appointment. when you are actually going to be conducting an interview. Words mean things. Discussion and interview are not two different words with the same meaning. If you interview, you are not following your posted agenda, and as a special meeting, you will be in violation of the OPMA. Now for my second topic. Per RCW 36.21.070, when a building permit is issued, a copy is sent to the county assessor, and within 12 months of the date of issue, a physical appraisal must be done. This is to determine the increase of value due to construction or alteration. Then, per RCW 36.21.080, this valuation of property is placed on the assessment rolls for the purposes of tax levy. Without a plans examiner or a building inspector, the building department is unable to issue permits. Appraisals cannot be done, assessments cannot be added to the assessment rolls, and levy taxes cannot be collected. The city suffers revenue. Per RCW 19.27.050, any city with a building department has to have a building official. Black Diamond Municipal Code Title 15 adopted the International Code Council Code Suite, and the city must have a certified building official to interpret and implement the ICC, that's the International Code Council, ICC codes. Penalties for not having a contracted building official poses a life safety risk and thereby puts the city at legal risk for lawsuits. You heard a member of the public at the last council meeting state that if an inspection is called and the inspector does not come within 5 days, the builder can continue without an inspection. There are no guarantees that the building was done according to code. As for those builders and owners who contact an independent building inspector, the city has no way to know if the inspection is done according to city code. This still puts the city at risk for liability, as it is the local jurisdiction that guarantees the life safety issues are met according to the jurisdiction's code. The contract for a building official with BHC was brought before the council on March 17th of this year. It has been on this committee, in this committee, since April 4th, and now it isn't even on the agenda. I sat in this committee's meeting on April 13th when you again addressed this contract. Chair Pepper said she wanted to keep it in committee because it needed more work. Councilmember Weber agreed it needed more work, and you proceeded to move on to the next agenda item. I challenged you to give more information so we could actually see what this committee meant from more work, and nothing was brought forward. Then you moved on to the next agenda item. Nothing was done regarding this contract. From the minutes of the April 4th meeting, Chair Pepper stated that she thought the contract was too expensive and that this work could be done more inexpensively in-house. Do you know what the qualifications are to be a plans examiner or a building official? I went online and I did a search in Washington State for job openings for plans examiners / building officials. I came up with 5. Cowlitz County, Island County, King County, the City of Bellingham, and one private company called Safe Build or something like that. So I went through their job descriptions and I wrote down what they're looking for. They want International Code Council certifications on an inspector, level B1, B2, or B5, plans examiner, B3, plumbing inspection, P1 and P2 or P5. Now, these are different levels of certifications that these agencies are requiring. A mechanical inspector, M1, M2, or M5, fire and life safety plan review. An ICC plans examiner and building inspection certificate, plumbing and mechanical certificates, building and or plan examiner certificates, ICC residential and building plans examiner, plumbing, mechanical, and electrical, and ICC building plans examiner and multiple trades covered, as well as ICC residential and commercial certifications. I saw Barb Kincaid today and I asked her, Is there anybody on staff in Black Diamond with any ICC certifications? And she said, no. We have no one in-house that is certified to be a plans examiner or a building inspector. So we have to go outside to find someone. And she said that for what this city needs, BHC was the only one that offered piecemeal type work. Everybody else wants a contract for their company straight up. You contract, you have them, you use them for everything. And BHC was one that we could select from a menu, if you want to put it that way. So we can't do it in-house because we have no one in-house. We could hire someone, but then you've got the salary ranges for these building officials were anywhere from $56,000 to $66,000, and then you've got benefits on top of that. And that would be for full-time. So, I'm not convinced that it would be done cheaply, but also, RCW 19.27.020, under Purposes, Objectives, and Standards states, the purpose of this chapter is to promote the health, safety, and welfare, this is regarding building officials, health, safety, and welfare of occupants or users of buildings and structures and the general public by the provision of building codes throughout the state. Accordingly, this chapter is designed to effectuate the following purposes and objectives and standards. There are six of them, but I'm going to read the sixth one. Number six says, to consolidate within each authorized enforcement jurisdiction the administration and enforcement of building codes. That would be us. The City of Black Diamond has worked diligently to provide the services required by the State of Washington, and it is the Council Majority in general, and this committee in particular, that has brought the City Building Department to its knees. Actions taken, and mostly not taken, have been capricious and arbitrary. Once again, for a council that wants to be accountable for the council's work, you not only work hard to shuck your responsibility for the mess you have created, but then you have the audacity to turn around and blame the mayor, who has done everything in her power to provide the services required by the state, as well as by the citizens who are trying to remodel or build. We have a small development of 10 homes going in up the hill here. This is a group of folks who are watching as their livelihood is threatened by a council that will not do the work they are supposed to be doing. We have a building department that has had to refund $54,000 to the school district because we could not supply a building official. They have hired someone who will get $54,000. You have taken $54,000 out of the city's coffers simply because you cannot or will not do your jobs. This is capricious and arbitrary to the nth degree. Now, council members Morgan and Pepper have contacted the City of Maple Valley and told them to remove the ILA for inspection services from their agenda. These council members were not authorized to make this contact, nor this statement. They have violated RCW 42.20.040 and made a false or misleading statement, and it was taken as an official stance of the City Council. You violated Section 19 of your own rules and procedures regarding speaking when representing the City Council or the City. The violation of RCW 42.20.040 is considered a gross misdemeanor. And I think it's something like a $5,000 fine and 5 years or a year in jail, something like that. I mean, it's considered a crime. It's not a civil penalty. I believe your non-actions regarding the building official contract with BHC, as well as voting down the ILA with Maple Valley, as well as telling Maple Valley to remove the ILA from their agenda, are such that legal actions can be taken against you personally. While I personally have not been harmed by these decisions, and a court would find that I have no standing, the builders and owners would have standing to bring legal actions against council members Morgan, Weber, and Pepper, even to the point of a gross misdemeanor. Now, Thursday night at the council meeting, Councilmember Edelman sat up here, she had this PIC committee thing that she gave her opinion of what she thought, and she read what she wrote concerning it, and the council gave her direction on what they wanted her to vote. And that her writing, they were fine with what she was going to write in, and you guys discussed it, and you authorized her to go and speak for the council and for the city. Now, council members Morgan and Pepper were not authorized to contact the city of Maple Valley. You took an official stance without authorization, and you spoke a false and misleading direction, which caused them to remove the ILA from their agenda. This is not playtime. This is serious stuff. We have people trying to build their homes or build barns or build decks or remodel or whatever, and they can't get it done. Not because the city isn't trying, but because you guys are not doing. Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to anything on the agenda this evening?
Hello, Brock Deedy, Black Diamond. I just want to make sure that that these items down here for discussion get discussed, and we try to make some decisions so that they can go back to the council and get passed. Specifically, something about our permit process, because not having one is causing a lot of heartache for people that are trying to build, and we need to make sure that that's in place so that they can do that. You've got confirming the mayor's appointment to the planning commission. Some of these things should just get discussed if you need to discuss them and get on with it so that we can get these passed. It seems like a lot of things that we talk about and in the council meeting come here and then they come up on the agenda, and it really is just, hey, do you think we need to go anywhere with this, or bring up a couple of points, and then it's, let's put it back on to the committee meeting next week or the week after. It doesn't seem like that is getting anything done. And I think we've discussed it over and over. We keep coming up here and we keep trying to help maybe to get things going. We make suggestions and we plead a little bit, and it just seems like it's falling on deaf ears. So I think it'd be good if I talked about this one of the other times, was make sure that you've got the questions that you need answered at the council meeting, so that when your support is there, you can get those questions answered and you can vote and accept these resolutions and things. It's tough to watch a council meeting when somebody comes up here and they do a demonstration or a presentation, and they say, are there any questions? And nobody has any questions, and it comes up to a vote and three people vote no. If I'm concerned with the presentation or the subject of the presentation or the body of the presentation, and I'm going to vote on it, then if I've got questions about it because I'm going to vote no, then I should bring those questions up and try to get them answered so that the person making the presentation knows where he's faltered, where he needs help. But to just present for 5 minutes and get a no vote with no comments, then what's he do? Come back and present again the same way because he doesn't know what he needs to change. So I think there needs to be a lot more dialogue and a lot more questions and answers during those council meetings. And if you guys have got those questions down written and go, okay, we need to know this, we need to know this, we need to know this, get those answers, and then it should be a good vote yes. So it seems to me that we're not going forward at all. Things are just being roadblocked, and you can see that by a big one was the permit process. So please, please try to move forward on some of these things so that we can get them adopted at the council level. Thanks.
Anyone else like to speak at this public comment here at the beginning about any of the topics on the agenda today? Anyone would like to speak? Anyone would like to speak at the public comment period here at the beginning about anything on the agenda tonight? Okay, we'll move on to item 3. Which is the Planning Commission, and we have invited Jason Seth to come out tonight, and we have we would like to get to know him better. We have sent him questions that we would like to ask him, and he received those questions and said that he could come out tonight. So thank you so much for coming out. And I will start the questions.
Oh, sure.
And they're the same questions that you have.
Okay.
Well, welcome this evening. And the first question is, are you a registered voter in Black Diamond?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Do you own a business with a physical presence in the city of Black Diamond, or you are a registered voter in?
Yeah, I own a home. I live on 32105 Sunny Lane, Black Diamond. It'll be 3 years in next month. I think my experience working for a local government, a little background about myself, I have almost 12 years working for a local government. Prior to that, I have some federal experience working for the Army, and basically what that has done is allowed me to be, especially the last 12 years, familiarize myself with pretty much the revised code of Washington, the RCW. And WAX, and I have a good understanding of what the comprehensive plan is and what it's for and how it's supposed to be used. And you know, it's really it's a visionary statement. You know, the comprehensive plan is not detailed. It's not supposed to be down the weeds talking about you know, what type of trim is supposed to be around windows. Though as a planning commissioner, I recognize that that is something that could be recommended to the council as far as like building conditions, you know, the building styles, the type of homes that would be allowed. You know, so really my background in government, especially I'm a city clerk for the city of Renton, and I just have that pretty good knowledge about what the comprehensive plan is for, and what we would need what I think the community would want in that comprehensive plan, as far as you know, what buildings, if we could get some buildings permitted, would what those buildings would look like, and how, you know, this is a growth management committee. And as a planning commissioner, that's your job, is to manage growth. And so to recommend ways for the council to approve the management of growth, right? So that's really what I think my background is, as far as, you know, working with RCWs mm-hmm. and WAX and things mm-hmm. is what could help me.
So what kind of involvement or knowledge do you have? As far as like departmental issues?
Well, it just really depends. I know about the shoreline management program, like in Renton, we just, Renton's got Lake Washington and the Cedar River run right through the middle of town. And so there are a lot of, you know, it's a very long process. And so, you know, honestly, I'm mostly knowledgeable about the process, not so much about the, you know, the actual, like, environment, right? You know, other than I, you know, like most people nowadays, you want to protect the environment, you want to allow people the use of their property, especially like along Lake Sawyer. I can see that as being a pretty controversial. I managed to catch the last bit of that previous hearing, and it seems like there's some controversy about how long decks and docks can be, you know, and so we want to make sure that we allow people the use of their private property, but also protect the environment too.
What is your involvement in or knowledge of neighborhood issues?
Okay, so I live in Eagle Creek, mm-hmm. right? Kind of a newer community, newer homes over there. And there's, so I know mostly, you know, just like anybody, you know more about where you live than maybe other areas, you know, in the city. But we have a house that the builder quit on, basically went bankrupt, I think, and so we've been Miss Yankovic has been to a couple of the meetings, and Terry, right, and she's come, and as a group, our Eagle Creek residents have kind of nominated her to come down here and speak to council about trying to get that house something done with that house. And I know there was some issue where they tried to get the like a new builder came in and they were going to get a permit, and they actually talked to Ms. Kincaid, and but I don't know where that's gone from there. Last I heard, the builder, the new builder, kind of also disappeared. And so we, you know, as a city, you know, there are options that the city can use to get somebody, because somebody owns that house, right? Somebody owns that lot. And so there are options to get whoever that is to take care of that property, and whether that means the city itself takes care of the property and then liens the property so that when it's sold, the money gets paid back, or whether, you know, they just put a fence around it to keep kids out of there, you know, something. But the city, in my opinion, needs to do something to protect the neighbors there. As far as other issues, you know, I'm not super familiar with all the different neighborhoods in Black Diamond, but that's something that I hope getting on this commission will allow me to do.
All right. Last question. Sure. Do you have a philosophy about Black Diamond's future and what kind of place it should be?
Okay, so I know that, I don't know all the history about what's going on, you know, here. I'm, in my opinion, that's probably a good thing, because I don't really pick a side, you know. I don't. I know that there were, you know, there's a lot of concern about the amount of growth that's going to happen, but I also know that it's been years and years and years and years and years of, you know, appeals and court cases and unresolved issues that have been going on. And in my opinion, the ship has sailed. The homes, we know, if you just drive down Roberts Road, those homes are being built. They're putting infrastructure in. I don't know how often you drive by there, but it looks like a road is going in now. They've got the worker, you know, the little huts or whatever, you know, where they work out of. And those homes are going to be built, right? And so our job, in my opinion, and your job, is to manage that growth. You can't stop it. You can try. It's not going to be stopped. This ship's gone. It's left the port, and it's time to steer the course, right? So if you got a ship that's heading out to sea, you know, let's just make sure it's going in the right direction. And that's my philosophy, is just managing that growth, right? And so, do we need, you know, 20,000 new homes in Black Diamond? Of course not. You know, 250 every couple of years, probably okay. You know, we need to make sure that those developers are paying for the new growth. We need to make sure that the developers, we can even do, you know, some cities, Renton has used, I think they're called community needs agreements or community, I forget exactly what they're called, but there are ways to get developers to help do something outside of just regular impact fees, that, you know, because impact fees are meant to pay for new growth. New growth pays for new growth, right? You can't, you know, I know there's some concern that, you know, this new growth was going to be paying for brand new $40 million city hall or something. I don't know. And it's unrealistic in my opinion. It's just wasn't something that was ever really going to happen. But you can make them, you know, if you work together collaboratively, you can make them, you know, add some benefit to the city. You know, in Renton, we've if whether it's artwork or whether it's you know, additional signals and traffic mitigation that maybe wasn't, you know, by RCW isn't, you know, required, but it would be really nice if there was an extra signal somewhere, you know, within the city, or an extra turnabout or whatever, right? Where you could ask them, you know, look, we'll agree to speed this along if you can help us do these things. And so I think the point is that everybody just needs to work together and try to come to some kind of an agreement where the growth that is going to occur, because there's only so much land out there, you know, and people, you know, this is inside the urban growth boundary, Black Diamond is, and so maybe that was a mistake when it happened in 1990, but now it's 2016 and we got to figure it out, right? And you can't go backwards in time. You got to go forward, and so these things just need to be handled in a way where everybody's working together to make this community better. And so I see homes that match the style characteristics of the homes that are already in town. You know, we don't need McMansions like you see up in along Lake Washington or whatever. You don't. We don't need, you know, 6,500 square foot homes. You know, we want big lots. Even my house, it's a newer house, it's, you know, not as big of a lot as maybe some of the older homes around here, but it's still, you know, it's about 8,000 square feet. That's a pretty good size lot, I think, for new homes that are being built in little pockets communities, right? And 7,500 to 8,000 square feet, you know. In Renton, they have allowed lots as small as 4,500 square feet. And when you have a, you know, 3,000 square foot house on a 4,500 square foot lot, you don't get much land. You know, you gotta put a sidewalk in, you gotta put driveways in, you gotta, you know, you gotta have setbacks from the, you know, side, you know, from the other homes, from the backyards and that kind of thing. And if you drive up 4th Street, which is Old Cemetery Hill in Renton, if you go up that street and you start heading east, I don't know if, you know, if you're ever up in that area. Take a look at the houses on Jericho and 4th, right? If you go up there, that's not something I would want to see out here in Black Diamond. You know, and that's when, you know, builders are allowed, you know, builders will do what they need to do to build homes. And the more homes they get, the more money they make, right? And I'm not against that. I'm not against people making money, but I am against you know, having homes stacked on top of each other. And so, especially in a community like this where, you know, we need to see the new development out here, because the only thing that's going to raise taxes in Black Diamond is property tax. You know, you're not going to get a lot of businesses out here. We're not, you know, we certainly don't want to see Costco or Walmart out here. I don't. And I don't want to see, you know, that. I do want to see some businesses, local small businesses, you know, and so I think that's another thing the Planning Commission can help cater and try to get businesses out here, you know, and try to make it a place where businesses want to come out here. But if there's nobody living out here, you know, they're not going to want to, who'd want to start a business in a town where they discourage growth, so, because that's their customer base. So we definitely want to see some growth, but it needs to be managed in a way that kind of matches the character that's already out here in this area. Hope I answered your questions well. So, well enough.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your answers. Your application, you said, I would like to help guide the city's future development, land use actions, tree preservation regulations,
right,
and economic development goals.
Right, and I think, so I touched on that a little bit with the small businesses and trying to make sure that they actually have a customer base out here. You know, with 4,100 residents, you know, you got to think, you know, most of them are probably children or older adults. And so you really got to think of what kind of businesses would want to move out here and kind of cater towards that. And then as far as the trees, I love trees. I wouldn't say a tree hugger, not quite, but almost. And my favorite nursery is the J&B Nursery in Enumclaw. We try to go there. My wife loves planting and gardening, and I love moving all of them around all the time. I just would want to see tracks left in place. You know, if new development is coming into an area, and it's 100 acres or whatever, that some of that is retained. You know, in Renton we have a tree retention ordinance where a certain amount of trees either need to be retained or they have to pay a fee to in lieu of retaining the trees, or they have to plant new trees. You know, it's like three trees for every one tree that they cut down. And so, you know, there's lots of different options as far as trying to maintain the rural characteristics out here in the environment with the trees. And so I don't want to see trees going away. I know, like, even the property I bought, they cleared the lot and then planted a couple of trees. I've been there 3 years. I planted, 15 more trees on my property, you know. And it's not a very big lot, but it's, you know, I like trees, so I want to see more trees. And I, you know, so I'm not against clear cutting as long as they leave tracks of trees, you know, or they replant trees, and you got to make sure that they, you know, are a certain caliper, the width or the circumference of the tree is a certain size, so that it doesn't take 50 years for the trees to grow back. But that's kind of where I'm at with trees. And what was the other one? Economic development and I've forgotten what it.
Tree preservation regulations, land use actions. Economic development goals.
Right. So land use actions, I think, is you know, just making sure that the development that goes in matches the character of the city. And that, looking through the comp plan, when you read through this, it looks like a lot of paperwork, but there's a lot of a lot of redundancy in here. And so it's not, it's not really, like I said, it's not meant to be down the weeds about, you know, how far the lots are supposed to be far apart. That's what the code is for. This is just a vision of what we think the city is going to look like, and I would just want to make sure that that the permitting process for the city is amiable to builders and to homeowners, so that it doesn't take years and years and years to get a project approved. I don't think we should shy away from new growth because, like I said, there's no capacity for new revenue, right? And so the city's bottom line is going to be really, really hit if we can't, but you know what I mean? Like, if we cannot get new revenue streams into the city, what are we doing this for? Because the cost of builders and permits and building inspectors and all that kind of stuff, it's just going to get more and more expensive. You know, it's not going to get cheaper, to hire, a building inspector might make $65,000 this year, next year it's going to be $70,000, and the year after that it's going to be $75,000. And so if we can't handle that kind of issue, what I don't want to see is the city of Black Diamond disappear and get swallowed up by Covington or Maple Valley,
Yeah, Wake Up is growing and it'll encircle us.
Right. Yeah, you know.
I agree that, you're not going to stop the growth. I don't know that there's, I know there's some that would like to see it happen, but.
Yeah, there's some on this council, I think, that would like to see it happen. So.
I'd have to disagree on that one, but there is going to be growth. You know, and like you said, I agree that there will be growth, and it's here, it's coming. You got to have some kind of revenue source.
Right.
But also, like you said, it's the managing part and controlling and not letting go out wild.
Right, and that's what I hope, if I'm appointed, to help control that. Because I'm not, like, I bought a house that's 3 years old, right? I bought a brand new house in Black Diamond. So I'm not anti-growth, you know? I think people should have the opportunity to come to Black Diamond, right? And some people might want a house built 1940 that's on 3 acres or something. But a lot of young people, you know, don't. They want a smaller yard because it's easier to maintain. It doesn't have to be tiny. I'm not talking 4,500 square feet, but you know, just enough where they can still do some gardening, and they can, especially a lot of people like to do vegetable gardens now and kind of have like things like that. And so, you know, as part of planning commission, you know, part of your job is also to help the council determine whether or not certain things should be allowed, like chickens on properties and like. Wildlife and wild stock and that kind of stuff, and or how many chickens can you have on a property or whatever, and so it's just managing that growth because it's here, it's coming, it's, you know, and so that's what I hope you'll give me the opportunity to do.
Updated its stormwater code. Stormwater experts have confirmed that this basic adoption of the state stormwater manual is a valid option for the city. Because it is an ordinance, it should be reviewed by a city attorney. Since we're in the process of hiring a new city attorney, I would like to wait, so I don't have any further discussion on this item tonight. And Councilmember Weber, I don't know if you want to make any remarks here or not.
No, I would agree. It is something that's important enough that it definitely, you know, we need to have the new city attorney looking at it. So I would agree that.
Okay.
Till we have the city attorney look at it, that we're gonna.
All right, that moves us on.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah.
Could you come up, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gary Farmer, Black Diamond. Just curious on this number three, discussing the resolution confirming mayor's appointment to the planning commission. Is this still stuck in committee, or are you sending it to the council?
We will consider it.
When do you determine that? Usually you say we decide we're going to keep it in committee, like you just did on this other one. You didn't determine yes or no whether you're going to keep it in committee or send it to back to the council. I'm just asking what you decided.
We haven't decided yet.
So that means it's staying in committee, correct?
Yeah, if it doesn't get a due pass or a non-recommend,
that it stays in committee.
It's in committee right now, yes.
Okay, that's all I ask. If you even knew what you were doing. Okay.
Thank you.
So we'll move on to item five. Item five is discussion of the resolution authorizing interlocal agreement with Maple Valley for building inspection services. I have an amendment to propose to this resolution to reinstate the terms of the Covington Maple Valley Black Diamond interlocal agreement signed by the council in December 2015. And Councilmember Weber, do you have a copy of this?
Do I need to read it?
Yes, I think that would be good. I think it ties together some things that need to be done.
Okay. So what I have is an amended resolution. So, resolution of the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, King County, Washington, authorizing the mayor to execute an interlocal agreement with the cities of Maple Valley and Covington for building inspection services. Whereas Black Diamond and Maple Valley and Covington are public agencies as defined by Chapter 39.34 of the Revised Code of Washington, RCW, and are authorized to enter into interlocal agreements on the basis of mutual advantage and thereby to provide services and facilities in the manner and pursuant to forms of governmental organization that will accord best with geographic, economic, population, and other factors influencing the needs of the local communities. And whereas Covington and Maple Valley maintain building division staff that regularly enforces and administers building code requirements, reviews building permit applications, conducts building inspections, and engages in building-related code enforcement activities. And whereas although building activity has been increasing, there is currently not enough building permit activity to allow the city to maintain its own building division staff. And whereas the City of Black Diamond has been using building inspection services from the City of Maple Valley under a tri-party interlocal agreement that also included the City of Covington. And whereas the staff from the City of Covington successfully reviewed and processed a new school recently, and whereas the interlocal agreement does not preclude the use of outside contractors to perform services to augment existing staff resources, and whereas contracting for outside services in a coordinated way between Covington, Maple Valley, and Black Diamond will likely provide cost and management benefits for all parties, and whereas Black Diamond's community development director sent a letter to the City of Covington intended to terminate the tri-party interlocal agreement on March 14, 2016 and notify the council of this date of termination in the council meeting materials received by the council of April 29, 2016. Whereas the City Council is the contracting entity for the city and approves all interlocal agreements, and whereas the City Council believes that the tri-party interlocal agreement is in the public interest of all three cities and does not wish to terminate the tri-party agreement, whereas the City Council acknowledges that the actions of the Black Diamond, the City Council acknowledges that the actions of the City of Black Diamond's administration may have negatively affected or confused the working relationship between our three cities. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, Washington does resolve as follows. Section 1. The Council expresses its appreciation to the staff of the cities of Maple Valley and Covington for their past services to the residents and businesses of Black Diamond and respectfully, requests that the cities of Maple Valley and Covington consider reinstating the tri-party interlocal agreement. Section 2, the Council respectfully requests that the cities of Maple Valley and Covington work together to consider joint contracting services to augment permit review capabilities if necessary and appropriate. Section 3, the mayor is requested to work with Covington and Maple Valley to reinstate the tri-party interlocal agreement for building services approved by the Black Diamond City Council in December 2015. Section 4, the mayor is requested to work with staff from the cities of Covington and Maple Valley to explore options for contracted permit review services to augment existing staff resources and make recommendations to the council to accomplish this. Section 5, the mayor is requested to ensure that the use of outside contractors to perform permit review and building official services does not violate existing contracts with represented employees. Passed by the City Council, City of Black Diamond, Washington, at a regular meeting thereof, with the date, former date to be determined.
Okay.
I would offer up a couple minor adjustments under Section 2 and Section 1, the word respectively. I believe it sounds like it should be respectfully as opposed to respectfully.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Was this at a council meeting, or is this something you guys made up?
This isn't a... Please don't. Right, what was the other item that you wanted to... You said it was...
Oh, sorry. Under Section 1, the third line down, third word in says respectively.
Yeah.
I believe that should be respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
The Section 2, third word in, should be respectfully. Second, especially based on the fact that the city right now is in a bind without proper building inspection activity being available.
Okay, so this amendment will move forward. Item 6.
Can I ask a question?
Did you say move forward?
Could I ask a question?
This is Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. Why was the interlocal agreement, the three-party interlocal agreement, canceled, terminated?
My understanding is we've had differing, conflicting reasons for why it was canceled. We've heard that it was because of personnel issues. Issues with being difficult to reconcile two billings.
Have those been resolved?
As far as the personal.
You want to reinstate the old agreement, is that right?
Yes. That is.
So have the issues been resolved with the old agreement?
We've been told that as far as the personnel matter, that it is not for discussion. So, talking to people in the public, I understand that the building official from Covington, I believe, is very thorough. You know, I'd inspect inspections get into, you know, a lot of detail, a lot of legal detail.
Okay, so that's, I guess the answer there is you don't know or you can't discuss it.
As far as what I've been told from the staff, I have nothing to specific because it was a personal issue.
And on the other side of this is the, is this something that we know that Maple Valley and Covington are willing to do, enter into a new interlocal agreement?
Well, that would be something that we would definitely have to make sure.
So how long would that, an idea how long that process would take?
It could be as quick as a week meeting.
Okay, one last question.
Or a phone call?
One last question. Considering the situation we have where things are at a standstill, would you recommend having a special council meeting for this resolution?
I guess it's a possibility.
You can call it.
You know, I've discussed back and forth with the mayor.
I'll just make the suggestion that you call a special council meeting and get it moving, because there's people where it's impacting their livelihood.
Right, I understand.
Okay, item 6, discussion on the comprehensive plan. Our next joint meeting with the Planning Commission and Council is yet to be determined. Our May 10th meeting was canceled. At that time, our next topic was scheduled to be about the Capitol facilities. That includes areas like administrative services, police, fire, and emergency services, schools, parks, and recreation, and financial resources, to name just a few. At these joint meetings, we are getting the preliminary draft of comprehensive plan chapters. Each chapter is released just a few days prior to the meeting. Any input at this point is preliminary and prior to the final product. Before the council can approve a comp plan, the council will review all the research and materials considering all factors. This committee will plan to do a review. We want to consider input from public hearings. And also a reminder to the public about how they can contribute. There is a SurveyMonkey online. There are comment cards at the joint meetings. You can write to the council or Barbara Kincaid, Community Developer, Development Director. It's useful to look at our 2009 comprehensive plan. This is on the city website, and the comprehensive 2009 is also in the reference section at the library, which means you can read it there. And
I have a comment.
Any other comment, Councilmember Weber, on the comp plan?
No. Like you stated, the comprehensive plan, you know, the joint meeting was canceled. So I know I didn't get an email or a message of why it was not scheduled. So.
I do know the Capitol's facilities is a very extensive area, so I don't know the reason.
And I believe the one previously, I don't know, chapter 4 or 5, it was kind of a small portion of that chapter that was actually went over. It was almost the whole thing. Mr. Seth,
yes. Yeah, just a quick comment. Jason Seth again. Ben, of course. I just want to make sure that you council members and Ms. Morgan in the back there understand that the update that to the comprehensive plan was actually due almost a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that kind of time is of the essence. So if you don't know why it was canceled, then you know it's probably a good idea to find out. And
I'm sure
there's
a good reason. It just was canceled.
It only meets once a month, and so you know that maybe some special meetings of the planning commission should also be in order. So we can try to get this done more quickly.
Yeah, that would be something that could be addressed with Ms. Kincaid.
Okay.
Since she's the community development director.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next meeting is Wednesday, May 25th at 6:30 p.m. Looking at some agenda items, and I think we have as many on here as we can, at least we can consider today.
Well, we definitely would revisit the ordinance for the stormwater code.
Mm-hmm.
I believe hopefully we'll have a city attorney that that by then. Obviously, we're gonna continue with our standard last two items, and haven't seen a lot on the concurrency. That's something that we can get a hold of Ms. Kincaid and ask her. Stated before, the stuff that's kind of ongoing, comprehensive plan, concurrency.
Okay.
And I'll just add on top of that, like I stated earlier at the beginning of the meeting, we have items that potentially would be on our next agenda, and we do periodically add things before the agenda comes out. That way we can have items to discuss or look at or go over, update. So if we don't have it here right now, there's always the strong possibility that the agenda will beef up between now and the next meeting. So,
okay.
And I think that's all I've got right now.
I move to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Meeting is adjourned.
What did